The hard times are providing a motivation for some immigrants to the U.S. to return to their native countries. The South American nation of Ecuador is providing other reasons in the form of economic incentives. Yelena Copana has been speaking with Ecuadorian immigrants in New York who are responding to the call to come back home.
Oye, ¿cuál es la calle tuya?
Diego Machuca drives his van around New York City, collecting boxes from Ecuadorian migrants. In the past, these were mainly gifts that families were shipping home. But now more and more of his shipping business comes from people moving back to Ecuador. Today, Machuca is picking up a washing machine, carpentry tools, and an inflatable pool. They belong to an immigrant named Washington. He's planning to go home soon. He says he can't make enough driving a cab in New York City anymore.
The taxi is not enough for living or for supporting the family, only for daily expenses, nothing more.
Washington hopes to buy a truck and start a business back in Ecuador. He'll join more than 10,000 Ecuadorians who've gone back since the beginning of the year with the help of the government. Ecuador's Department of Migrants, or SENAMI, offers a welcome home plan. It gives expats business subsidies, low interest loans, and breaks on customs for tools, vehicles, and more. Again, Diego Machuca.
I had a guy that owned a car wash. He took the whole store. I mean, the whole machinery. He said that he had a lot of Mexicans working with him. He said, if I could bring my Mexicans, it would be better.
Ecuador's economy relies heavily on remittances from its citizens abroad. Still, officials say bringing migrants home makes economic sense. Pablo Calle is with SENAMI's New York office.
We see them as people with a lot of potentials. Even if they didn't go to school here, they learn how to do things in different ways. So we want them to, you know, to go back and put all those new skills to serve their families, their friends, and the country.
The government hopes to attract migrants like Andres Ceballos. He's a parking attendant who's worked two jobs to save enough to start a small business. He's applied for a grant through the Welcome Home Plan.
No, lo que yo estaba pensando es ponerme un tipo de hostería.
I was thinking of opening a guest house and promoting water sports, these kinds of sports, or paragliding.
The government is only funding 300 such projects this year, so it's not certain Ceballos will get the grant this time around. The immigrant named Washington is getting some tax breaks to move back home, but he's still skeptical about the government program. And so are his neighbors, who've come to lend a hand with the packing. They say the reason they migrated to the U.S. in the first place is that their own country failed to provide a decent living. Back in 1999, when Ecuador's economy collapsed, Ecuadorians emigrated en masse. The current president, Rafael Correa, has called the exodus a national shame. He's reached out to the diaspora. He's established migration offices overseas and backed a constitutional amendment that gives migrants representation in parliament. Then there's the Welcome Home Plan. Hugo Benavides is an Ecuadorian anthropologist at Fordham University. He welcomes the government's gestures, but he's still not sure what they mean.
It's not very obvious what the government seems to be getting out of it, right? There's this plan that seems to benefit us, but it doesn't benefit the state. And that, to me, is a whole new narrative. And I think it takes a lot to get over that initial, mistrust.
He adds that a question for many is whether things in Ecuador will be different from what they used to be. On a chilly morning, SENAMI is giving out packages to immigrants waiting at a day laborer site in Queens, New York. The packages contain toiletries, blankets, and information about the Welcome Home Plan. Luis Pañe, a father of eight, is thinking of going home.
I think about returning because we can't endure anymore. If it weren't for the economic crisis, I would stay another 3 years. I wanted to put my children through school here. In Ecuador, I won't be able to.
But the decision to stay or go isn't just about money. Many Ecuadorians here are undocumented, and they're still hoping Congress will pass immigration reform that offers a path to citizenship. And so many find themselves torn. The immigrant named Washington is a legal resident, but his daughter is not. He'd like to see her status resolved before he goes home. Still at this point, he's committed to going. Washington says what I've learned here, I'll put into practice over there. And that's what Ecuador's government is hoping for. For The World, I'm Yelena Copaña in New York.
That report was prepared with the help of Feet in Two Worlds. The program brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio. It's a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School in New York.